Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbouya-Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today, we'll be hearing from John Brahim, CEO of Meistering. He'll be sharing his insights on augmented intelligence and professionals in C-suite positions, or CXOs. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Joelle. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much, John. So I'm really eager to hear all about what you've got to say about today's very interesting topic. So let's dive right into the questions. So, John, my first question for you today is, how will, in your opinion, artificial intelligence affect CXOs?
Well, okay, that's the big question to start with, Joelle. First of all, a zillion use cases are clearly changing the world. I think AI is the biggest wave we have seen. Set aside inflated expectations, that's normal, but this is the biggest wave we have seen for decades. And yes, it will change business, and therefore it will affect the job of a CXO. However, deeper than that, I would argue that AI will not only change the way that CXOs do business, but it will even change the way that CXOs lead, touching the essence of their leadership. Let me explain. We define CXOs as masters of their business universe, referring to their ability to orchestrate and the mission to master their business, not just run it, but prepare it for tomorrow. So, our conviction is that augmented intelligence will deeply change what CXOs do in their daily lives and how they do it. So a natural phenomenon for business changing technology waves is that if inflated expectations pop up, right? So some of you might have already rejected those inflated expectations, but fact is that 25% of businesses, according to the latest retail report of the Capgemini Research Institute, is actually playing with AI heavily. So let's talk about the big picture, Joelle. How does indeed AI affect CXOs? I probably should start with the definition first, right? AI for me is not artificial intelligence. It's augmented intelligence, it's the mixture of algorithms, and most of the technology behind AI adds up to deep learning. Ability to see subtle patterns in oceans of data coming from connected humans and machines. Machine learning will allow machines to automate 90% of things that humans throughout their evolution learn to do better than other species. AI will let machines better understand human intent, and will allow humans, therefore, to get more out of machines. Let's touch down, right, with your question. Will AI affect CXOs? Yes. Hey, if AI drives your customer's taxi, translates language on the fly, composes your customer's playlist, her diet, allows that food to be picked, prepared, delivered, and paid, well, let's say conversationally, how would that not change the CXO job? As it will change the entire business and its relationship with consumers, partners, and employees.
Thank you very much, John. That's very interesting. But why do you think it is that CXOs are sometimes poorly supported by technology?
Well, some people, some masters, as we would call CXOs, would rightly claim that they do leverage a lot of technology already. So I'm not saying they're tech ignorant. They are on top of the dashboards of the enterprise systems for sure, Joelle, that by now have automated half of blue collar work, and their teams do use collaborative tools all over the place. And yes, obviously the enterprise is listening to social media. So some folks might be offended when I say, yes, I do believe that CXOs are poorly supported by technology so far. So why is that? The essence of a CXO leadership is to redefine and reshape the business for tomorrow. And one therefore must conclude that that activity of the master is really manual. or should I say granular. The average CXO is really captivated in a turbulent flow of initiatives that shape up organically in a myriad of conversations, endless emails and chats, town hall meetings, consulting reports, formal policy, improvised instructions, half-hearted feedback flows on the touchdown of their original intents. Now, the life of a CXO is actually going through a series of journeys, as we would call it. Directional intent slowly morphing in practical touchdowns, and little of this cycle actually is cohesively supported by tech. Therefore, my statement is CXOs are poorly supported. And no wonder, right? Because classical tech was always better in automating of repeating transactional tasks. CXOs simply not prepared to lose valuable time with the grammar terror of classical software, nor with the lack of contextual awareness. Hey, this is where AI comes in. What would it take to provide contextual personal assistance to augment the CXO and her team? Well, to master and swarm, as I would say. One might see the glass half full or half empty when it comes to that sexy, flawed, transactional personal assistant that is now emerging through your smartphone and speakers, Joël, but even optimists might fear that the corner office in a complex enterprise is really still a bridge too far for juvenile AI. But I do believe, however, that the key to put AI to work for the CXO right now is to capture that cycle from intent to impact, to capture those journeys. In other words, if we find ways to lightly model those so-called business journeys that a master undertakes, AI will find grip and offering, well, let's call it a Molotov cocktail of AI services to enrich both decisioning and execution. Because make no mistake, some people think that all the CXO do is decisioning. I would challenge that. I would say it is about that business journey, that cycle from intent to impact, from decisioning to execution. Back to you, Joël.
Thank you very much, John. Very, very interesting. And so, John, in your opinion, what type of services could double CXO's effectiveness?
Let's be more specific to clarify that. Which type of services will add purpose, richness, and speed to a CXO journey? I would say one third is about putting context, relevant, cognitive information at master's fingertips, answering questions, powerful ideations with a swarm, intuitive next best steps in business journeys based on best practices and increasingly on deep learning, systematic feedback on the impact of actions. And let's be clear, Microsoft, Google, Amazon have developed services that bring a universe of knowledge to the screen. But the challenge that we try to tame is how can we mobilize those services in more context and offer insights at any point in the journey, understanding the context of the journeys masters undertake, right? So that's the first third, cognitive services. And there is a lot of that already. The second third might surprise you. I would say it's just connecting two conversations in a conversational way to the modern collaborative environment, which is already extremely powerful. Anything can be done with that throughout the enterprise, and by the way, with between enterprises. Establishing the master as a midpoint for the swarm will allow unprecedented speed of execution and real-time feedback on what works and what doesn't. And finally, the third part of the cognitive service and collaborative environment is the subtle power that will kick in bit by bit, which is learning from which journeys and routes and techniques worked and which didn't. Right? So I come back to my main point, which is we need to lightly model the journey that masters undertake. Let's call it the digital twin of what the master day by day is doing.
Thank you very much, John. So here, I guess the keywords are to enhance the purpose, richness, and speed of CXOs, one needs to kind of evaluate the cognitive services, how one connects conversations in a collaborative environment and learning from what has previously worked. So, John, next, I'd love to hear from you. Do you think that AI will change the nature of CXO leadership?
Yeah, well, no doubt. This is an overwhelming trend that will change the foundations of business in general, not the least true for consumer goods industry. The job description of a CXO will simply morph. Getting a gut feel for AI that fits the brand proposition, understanding which use cases are entry tickets to the party, which will sharpen competitive positions, shaping the talent culture in which AI thrives, knowing how to deal with the institutional and ethical questions, privacy surrounding AI, I think, you know, that's all on the plate of a CXO. So most important for leadership is to feel, it might sound a bit soft, Joel, but is to feel how AI changes enterprise culture. More delegation throughout the line of command. Hey, more delegation to algorithms, as the nature of decision-making will change. And not just decision-making, but speed and sophistication of execution will change. So blue-collar automation had its challenges in the previous century. In the next quarter of this century, we will see white-collar automation of paper shuffling and light supervisory work and tactical and even strategic contemplation take place. Applying simple decision and policy rules will be automated thanks to AI. So yes, I do believe that the CXO must familiarize herself with AI and you know, not just at a distance. It is not enough to initiate interesting projects on promising use cases in supply chain, procurement, CRM. What is needed is really like a hands-on applied AI practice. And that means literally practicing and learning. And I do believe that a CXO that is hands-on in AI, that uses AI for her own play, will be the most capable of augmenting her team, the entire enterprise and the business itself. Role modeling, take your own journeys and learn how to apply AI in those three areas that you so eloquently summarized, Joel. And you know what? I'm sure that it will not only change the job of the CXO, but actually a CXO will find that she has become a different master by doing so.
Great. Thank you very much, John. So that's definitely a challenge for the CXOs listening to us today to really get a hands-on deep dive into everything that has to do with AI. So John, my final question for you today is, in your opinion, how can CXOs start to leverage AI in their personal jobs?
Well, I'll summarize it in two short answers that might even feel a bit intruding, for which I apologize, but I have to be clear. One has to be prepared to go on a personal learning trip. This is not something you will master by just reading the book. You will have to go on a personal learning trip, and you'll have to be ready to reinvent your personal mobilization techniques. That's number one, open mind and put in the bandwidth, put in the time. Second, well, try to play a bit with that journey construct. That's my short answer.
Super. Thank you very much, John. And just before we wrap up the podcast today, if our listeners would like to keep in touch with you and chat to you more about this topic, where can they reach out to find out more information?
I would simply say go to meistering.com or visit us if you're in the great conference. Just visit us. We are this tiny boot of a handful of talented startups that were selected by the forum. And you'll find us in front of the coffee corner. So nice combi. We'll be happy to entertain you over there.
Great. So be sure to catch up with Meistering at the Consumer Goods Forum Global Summit happening in Vancouver this June. If you're going to be there, be sure to stop by their booth.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you very much, John, for joining us on this podcast today. And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning into yet another episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, listen to previous podcast episodes, or for more information about the end-to-end value chain, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.